Habitat for Humanity of Greater Chattanooga is hosting Raise the Roof, a fundraiser on April 11th at 7 p.m. in the Chattanoogan Hotel. The keynote speaker for this event is Joshua Dubois, former director of the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships and author of bestseller The President's Devotional. I spoke with Dubois and also the director of volunteers for Habitat for Humanity, Dominique Brandt. Joshua Dubois still sends President Obama a devotional message each morning and was the first director for the faith-based initiative for the executive staff at the White House. Joshua, what was that experience like?
It was a wonderful experience working with President Obama and offices across the federal government to partner with faith communities to serve people in need. You know, communities of faith, churches and synagogues and temples and mosques are doing tremendous work all around the country to make sure people have a roof over their head and food in their stomachs and that they have quality education. And our job was to come alongside those organizations and figure out how we can help them do their job even better, give them additional financial support, connect them with one another so that they can share best practices, encourage them and drive new volunteers to their organizations. And it was really an honor to do that work in President Obama's first term.
Have you had any experience with Habitat for Humanity in the past?
I have, yes. I actually went with President Obama when he was a senator to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina and worked with Habitat there on Musicians Village and some other work that they were doing in New Orleans. And so I was very familiar with Habitat from that experience. Growing up, I grew up in Nashville, and then I moved to a little town called Xenia, Ohio, and had a number of friends in Xenia who lived in Habitat homes and were able to experience home ownership because of this wonderful organization. So yes, I have had some experience with Habitat before.
Dominique Brandt is the volunteer coordinator for Habitat for Humanity of Greater Chattanooga and helps to organize events. Dominique, why did you invite Joshua to be your keynote speaker?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. Habitat is a faith-based organization. Those are our roots, and we're very faithful to that. And Habitat is all about partnerships. And the full title of the department that Joshua headed was Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. So we felt that he could really speak to the roots of Habitat, to the heart of Habitat, and to what we are able to accomplish in the Chattanooga area by means of these partnerships.
Joshua, when you visit Chattanooga, is this going to be your first visit to our city?
No, absolutely not. I am delighted to have a number of family members and friends in the Chattanooga area. My uncle, Gerald Sinkfield, and his wife, Stephanie Sinkfield, are strong members of the Chattanooga community and I believe are somehow connected with or supporters of Habitat there. Stephanie Sinkfield actually is a State Farm agent, so you may have seen her office driving around Chattanooga. This will be a bit of a homecoming for me. Like I said, I was raised in Nashville for the most part, but spent a fair amount of time in Chattanooga.
We're looking forward to having you as a guest speaker in this event, and this is a relatively new event for Habitat.
We've had this type of event in different incarnations over the years for quite a few years. It started as a square foot supper, then it just became the spring dinner. But as Habitat seeks to increase its presence in the community and increase the service it provides to low-income, hardworking families, we need to raise the dollars around that. And so we have raised the profile of this event. It will be at the Chattanoogan this year, and it will be a spring benefit, sort of like a gala, but without having to be in a tux and a long dress. A little bit more casual, but definitely very elegant and a wonderful evening.
Joshua, your role in the White House was more than just developing these partnerships. You were very involved also in the spiritual followings of President Obama.
That's right. Yes, I was honored to and still continue to support the president spiritually. A number of years ago, I started sending him a devotional that he reads every morning on his BlackBerry, and still continue to do that to this day. And about a year ago, I talked with the president, and he thought it would be a good idea to share some of these devotionals with others. And so I wrote a book called The President's Devotional that compiles some of these spiritual meditations that President Obama enjoys, and shared that with others through this book.
Have you had the mentorship of a congregation in the past?
So, yes, I was an associate pastor at a small church in Cambridge, Massachusetts, growing up. I grew up actually in the AME church. My stepfather, Anthony Sinkfield, is a presiding elder in Nashville, Tennessee, in that church. And now my wife and I attend a wonderful congregation, D.C., National Community Church here in Washington.
We look forward to you coming to Chattanooga and sharing your insights in this partnership with the community and faith-based organizations. Can you give us just a little hint of what your keynote speech will be focusing on?
Sure. Well, I'm so excited to join with Habitat there in Chattanooga. They're doing tremendous work, and I am going to focus on the topic of partnership. Who are the unlikely allies that can work with Habitat and work with the broader Chattanooga community to advance its goals and to make sure that even more people have homes and have the support they need to live lives of dignity? So it will be focused on partnership and unlikely allies.
Thank you very much, Joshua. We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you. You all have a great day.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you.
All right, Dominique, let's get the details on the event itself.
The reservation cutoff is basically the day before for individuals. Now, if you're wanting to host a table, we're going to want you to get in that information as quickly as possible because they will be going quickly. So the event is at the Chattanooga Hotel, which is at 1201 Broad Street. It will be Friday, April 11th, so it's kind of at the end of the work week, a time for enjoyment. We're calling it an evening of dining, dancing, and inspiration. Joshua, of course, providing that wonderful inspiration. We're going to have a band, Chattanooga's own Love, Peace, and Happiness, that will be playing just some soft music during the dining. But after we're done with everything, they are going to break it out and we're going to break down and dance. So it should be a really fun evening. We'll have a silent auction, a live auction. There will be an opportunity for those who come in at that level to have a private meet and greet with Joshua at 5:30 during the cocktail reception that is open to everyone. We're going to have a kind of a separate meet and greet with Joshua, and you'll be able to get your signed copy of his book, The President's Devotional. Dinner will be at 7, followed by a speaker and a live auction. We're really looking forward to it. This is April 11th at the Chattanooga, and it is Habitat for Humanity of Greater Chattanooga Area's Spring Benefit, Raise the Roof.
You can get more information or make a reservation online at habitat.org. That's HABICHATT.ORG. Or you can call 423-756-0507. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.